You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I've got a couple of sad news stories from the world of kind of celebrities. ZZ Top's the little old band from Texas. And they shared some tragic news yesterday. Their bass player, Dusty Hill, died at his home in Houston. He was only 72.
No.
And, I mean, ZZ Top. Been
iconic,
around for,
right? Weren't you just telling me about a documentary? Or I think I was telling you there's one on Netflix or something that just
I
came
watched
out.
It. It's great.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a really cool documentary. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, they were set to play a gig tomorrow night in Alabama. So they're on the road doing their thing. I grew up with ZZ Top. I also grew up with a guy named Ron Popeil. Now, I know a lot of people say, who's that? Well, I got to tell you something. There was a... He's the guy who essentially invented the infomercial on TV. He had a company called Ronco, and they sold all sorts of goofy things. The Vegematic was the biggie. The Popeil Pocket Fisherman was a commercial I remember seeing all my life. And then an invention of his that probably inspired some people to get into the broadcasting industry. It was called Mr. Microphone. And he would advertise these things on TV. And the Mr. Microphone one was classic because you could turn it on and dial it into your car's radio.
Yeah.
So you roll your windows down and you could talk into the microphone and it would...
Oh, come through your speakers.
Yeah. And this classic line from that commercial where a guy's got his little Mr. Microphone coming out of his car speakers and he drives past the woman and says, hey, good looking. I'll be back to pick you up later.
Oh, no.
Anyway,
early Bluetooth, huh?
he also had the Chop-O-Matic.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, this guy amassed a fortune worth about $200 million by all of these goofy little products. So Ron Popeil has passed away. We did have some news yesterday about Bob Odenkirk. He's the guy from Better Call Saul, who collapsed on the set of the show. Now his representatives, Jeremy, say it was a, quote, heart-related incident.
I saw this, but they're really just still not saying what it was. Was it a
kind
heart
vague,
attack?
Huh?
Was it palpitations, you know?
Dude, it was a heart-related incident.
Right, so I think all signs are pointing to heart attack? I don't know.
They insist he will recover and be just fine, and I hope
all right.
so.
Yeah, seriously.
Bob Odenkirk is a young 58, so
I need that last
to...
season of Better Call Saul.
Yeah,
I
we need him
bad.
To stick around. Maybe they can write it into the show somehow.
Probably, yeah.
You know? Huh. What else is trending?
Well, the biggest trending story here locally, golly, the local news media is just lapping this up like some celebrity soup here. A popular Colorado landmark may soon be in the hands of a comedy duo who helped make it nationally known. I'm talking about South Park creators Matt Stone and Trey Parker. They announced yesterday their intention to purchase Casa Bonita. They did it during an interview with The Hollywood Reporter, and then the show's Instagram page later confirmed the report. Couple of Colorado boys that made this show so famous, they both met during film class at the University of Colorado and kind of hit it off and created the show, and now it's a billion-dollar franchise. Now, the thing is they there's no word yet if they can actually do it because that restaurant went into Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection back in April, so it's not clear if they can proceed when they're in bankruptcy protection to actually purchase the restaurant. So it's kind of up in the air right now. But how cool would that be if it actually happens, you know? Mm-hmm. It's a
Casa
perfect
Bonita,
pick.
Casa Bonita, yeah. Food and fun and a festive atmosphere, Casa Bonita.
There you go, there's Cartman right there. So that's kind of a fun story, I guess. It's a perfect fit, honestly.
I read that the couple things they said that caught my eye, they intend to, quote, make the food better.
Yeah.
That's what they said. They're going to work on the food. And then they also said they might make Black Bart's cave bigger, too.
Okay. Good. More areas to make out back in there. All right. So fingers crossed that they do that and the local news media gets big ratings off of it. Yeah. Today is National Lasagna Day, Garfield. And it's also National Chicken Wing Day today, Dom. Now, there is a big chicken wing shortage, so not really sure how many deals are going to be happening today. They say there are, of course, some deals at Buffalo Wild Wings 7-Eleven? I didn't know 7-Eleven sold wings.
I didn't either.
And, of course, Hooters having 2-for-1 promotions. Now, the thing with Hooters is you can actually go onto their website today and buy a wing-shaped pillow from their online store for $25.
But why would you?
And, ladies, if you're really into fashion, they have wing-shaped earrings for $10, and they call those ear wings.
Oh, clever.
Cute, right?
That would be fun to wear if you go to watch like the Bronco game at a bar or something.
That's cool. It's
that would
fun.
Be good to wear.
It is.
I think it's also National Chili Dog Day.
Oh, all right. Gas. Ooh. Here's Jer on sports. Let's go back a couple steps and talk about the Olympics and Simone Biles. You know, everyone's still kind of wondering what's up with her, but now she's saying that she might have had a little bit of the twisties during that performance where she kind of bowed out, and everyone's like, what's the twisties? Well, gymnasts have described the twisties as kind of a mental block. It can cause a person to lose their sense of space and dimension as they're in the air, Dom.
Oh, my God.
Which can cause them to lose control of their body, do extra twists, extra flips, things that they didn't intend to do, and then suddenly, oh, my gosh, I don't think I can land safely. So she might have just had a case of the twisties, Dom.
And she's like, I don't want to hurt myself.
I don't want to fall down. I want to snap an ankle or something.
Wow.
So I'm out of here. Yeah, it's kind of a crazy story. Let's talk about bees. There's a new study out this morning that bees have a little something-something in common with humans. We love our morning caffeine. Scientists have found that caffeinated bees were better equipped to find specific crops and to do their job more efficiently. What they did is they created some sort of caffeinated nectar.
Oh.
And they added it to certain flowers.
I was going to ask how they got the bees to ingest the caffeine.
Yeah, so they put it into nectar, and then bees showed a preference to those specific flowers and returned for that go-go nectar, basically. And they found that it's just as addictive for bees as it is for humans.
Well, the animal rights people are going to love this, aren't they? You got the bees hooked on caffeine.
I know.
Great.
So now there are all these jittery bees flying around, but they say it could be used to enhance the productivity of commercial bees in pollinating crops. They're going to get it done more efficiently and faster.
So we're gonna get them all strung out on caffeine.
Addicted
and then
to
use
it.
Them.
You're going to see little bee Starbucks popping up on the corners now. You're going to have that one bee in the corner talking too loudly on his phone. You have another little bee over in this corner working on his bee blog. On his little bee laptop.
Gretchen got stung 2 days ago by
Did
a bee
she?
That she said
Ooh.
Was acting really aggressive. Like she was just walking, wasn't anywhere really near their little nest thing, but it came after her, attacked and stung her.
Oh my God.
So she got a bee sting, and I'm wondering if it was a yellow jacket, and I'm wondering if this yellow jacket was hopped up on caffeine.
Could have been. Was she wearing vibrant colors?
Not usually.
I noticed that, like it's like when we had that yellow car, man, the bees were all over it.
Huh.
Real quick, this is the story of the day. Some guy in Louisiana is opening up a trailer park for swingers, Dom.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a motto on there. Bring your house and share your spouse. It's going to be called T-Boys Swinger Park. Swingers Trailer Park. Right now, it's just an empty plot of land. But the guy says he's going to add a nude pool, a nude yoga studio. That sounds fun. A poker hall for strip poker. And a key party cabana.
So get on your pineapple themed shirt.
That's right.
I paid attention.
Bring your house and share your spouse.
All right,
it's down in Louisiana.
Clickbait.
Find us on Facebook. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I don't really get the clickbait today. I just don't get it. It's this.
Okay, what is it?
Video that's going around. It's called the Red Dress video. It's some singer who's gone viral because she's singing about. It sounds like maybe skipping a wedding or something, and she's wearing this red dress in the video. It's horrible. The lyrics are horrible. The singing is just atrocious. People are saying it might be a hoax, but they're couching it as like a legitimate music video. It's the red dress video.
Okay.
I don't get these things. We just talk about them and throw them up.
We just share them.
Because they're trending. So see if you can get it. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.